This is CBC News. Good evening. I'm Marcia Young. This is The World at 6. Imagine being laid off and then turned down for employment insurance, even though you paid into EI your whole life. That's what happened to one man in Ottawa, and it could be the case for hundreds of thousands of other Canadians. Louise Elliott explains why.
For me, it's a pretty simple equation. I paid this money, so it should be pretty simple for me to get the money back.
Tariq Anwar worked in his parents' Ottawa restaurant for 14 years. The whole time, he and his parents paid into the EI program as employee and employer. But when his family sold the Zuni Grill last year, effectively laying their son off, Anwar learned he wasn't eligible to collect EI. After weeks of questioning by an officer at the Canada Revenue Agency, Anwar got a letter saying he was uninsurable. When he called for an explanation, he was told he was automatically ruled out because he was related to the owner.
I'm angry, very angry, and I think justifiably so. To be paying into a system that won't pay me back, I mean, that's tantamount to fraud in my mind. These are rules that should be spelled out very clearly.
In fact, the rules which are buried in the Employment Insurance Act are contradictory, according to consultant Darren Earn.
The law is unfair. The law specifically excludes family members from eligibility for benefits until such time as they make an employment insurance claim, at which point they get looked at and told not eligible.
Earn has been helping hundreds of people like Anwar recover their EI premiums for nearly 20 years through his Winnipeg company. He says the problem stems from a 1991 clause in the EI Act, which states that family members are not eligible to collect EI unless the Minister of Revenue deems them, quote, unrelated to the owners. He says that potential exception is a big problem.
So you're out until they let you in, but because they might be able to let you in, they force Canadian family businesses right across Canada to pay premiums.
By Earn's calculations, Ottawa collects about $1 billion a year from family members working in small businesses and says it's a huge cash cow that no government has wanted to fix. He argues Canada should move to an opt-out system where family members can forego the premiums and forfeit the right to claims. NDP Human Resources critic Chris Charlton says the system is unfair and the entire EI program should be overhauled.
We need to support small businesses. We need to have a look at how we can support them better as opposed to starting from the premise that everybody is out to get a free ride.
As for the government, they indicated in an email that family members can only collect EI if they can prove they worked like a regular non-related employee. Anwar says that was the case, but he can't afford to hire a consultant, so he's going to appeal the ruling on his own. Failing that, he will try to get a refund of his premiums, a process Darren Earn says rarely works. Louise Elliott, CBC News, Ottawa.